Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Jeff's rugby team will depart in 5 minutes from platform 15. Your ride comes with 6 toilets and a refreshments carriage that you'll empty within 5 minutes. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, May 28th. I'm Imani Moise for The Wall Street Journal. Meta Platforms is rolling out subscription plans for Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, and testing new subscriptions for its AI chatbot. Facebook Plus and Instagram Plus will be priced at $3.99 per month, while WhatsApp Plus will cost $2.99 a month. Subscriptions to its chatbot called Meta AI will be priced at $7.99 a month for the basic tier and $19.99 for premium. The new subscription offerings come a week after Meta laid off 10% of its workforce, in part to free up funds for its planned $145 billion in capital spending this year on AI infrastructure. IBM and Red Hat are committing $5 billion to a new initiative called Project Lightwell, which aims to secure open-source software supply chains for businesses. The companies say they will deploy a global force of 20,000 engineers to establish a trusted enterprise clearinghouse that will use advanced AI tools to identify, test, and fix security vulnerabilities across massive volumes of open-source code. IBM says more than 90% of Fortune 500 companies currently rely heavily on open-source software, making them vulnerable as bad actors use AI to exploit security bugs. Project Lightwell already counts corporate giants like Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, and Visa among its early adopters. And we exclusively report Amazon Web Services has signed cloud storage company Snowflake as its latest chip customer. Snowflake plans to pay $6 billion over the next 5 years for access to Amazon's Graviton chips inside AWS data centers. The deal will make Snowflake one of AWS's largest customers for CPU-based computing, alongside Meta and Apple. Snowflake was founded on AWS's platform in 2015 and has been expanding its relationship with Amazon ever since. The company has nearly 14,000 customers, including rewards and advertising startup Fetch and AI analytics platform Hex. And that's your TNB Tech Minute. We'll be back this afternoon with more.